Hello.
Hello, my name is Kenya, returning your call from customer support. Could I please have your zip code?
Yep, 55008.
And that was 55. Could you repeat that?
55008.
008. Okay, thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Yep, first name is Jennifer. Last name is Qualley, Qualley.
Thank you. And let me see. Bear with me one moment. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address for me?
Well, yeah, I just have a quick question. It said to pay for shipping and handling online, but it doesn't tell me how much that is.
Okay.
I guess I'm just curious why it doesn't give a price for something that you're paying for. And
Okay. Well,
then,
yes, ma'am. I would have to verify I'm looking at the correct information just to give you more information concerning this.
I guess I just don't really feel comfortable giving my address. So, especially when I don't even know what
Yes, ma'am.
company this is or, you know.
Right, yes, ma'am,
I
and I
guess that's the
understand you
whole reason I did
completely.
the whole thing, just so I wanted to see like what kind of information it would ask me, like how I'm a winner on something. It's just skeptical. That's all.
Right, but we more than likely already have it here. I would just need for you to verify that I'm looking at it and it's correct.
Okay. It's 1532 313th Avenue Northeast, Cambridge, Minnesota.
Thank you. So, you were actually, well, attempted to be charged for the Bite Tub. That is a meal plan app. It goes on your smartphone, shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy, also cut out sugars and carb cravings. And it was for the chance to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner in a raffle.
Oh, okay. So that's what it is. It's to
Yes,
get
ma'am.
you to buy something that you don't even know what it is. And then, so, because it told me like I won that vacuum if I just paid shipping and handling. But it didn't tell me how much I was paying. So that's why I called. So I'm glad I called. That's the first time I ever really like got into, you know, like, I don't know, believed the internet, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. So it was a raffle.
Okay. All right. I'm not interested, but thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.